HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Federal workers being given another chance to comply with a workplace accountability mandate issued by Doge Chief Elon Musk.
The Office of Personnel Management told agency leaders their workers were not required to respond by Musk's midnight deadline to detail what they did at work last week. On his social media site, Musk wrote, "Subject to the discretion of the president, they will be given another chance. Failure to respond a second time will result in termination." Elon Musk has the support of President Trump.
We have people that don't show up to work, and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
He's putting our neighbors to the north and the south on notice. President Trump says his tariffs on Canada and Mexico will take effect next month, after they were put on hold for a while. Mr. Trump contends our trading partners have been taking advantage of us. He says it's time to level the playing field. Cleaning house at the Pentagon, as the military's top lawyers have been handed their walking papers at the direction of Defense Secretary Hegseth.
So ultimately, I want the best possible lawyers in each service to provide the best possible recommendations, no matter what, to lawful orders that are given. And we didn't think those particular positions were well suited. And so we're looking for the best. We're opening it up to everybody to be able to be the top lawyer of those services.
Also at SRNnews.com, when it comes to prospects for ending Russia's war in Ukraine, French President Macron describes President Trump as a game changer. Macron spoke following a White House meeting with Mr. Trump. Macron says he's optimistic about chances for a truce sometime within the coming weeks. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 60 points. NASDAQ futures down 27 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has a trip to Africa on his schedule.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on television ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former state attorney general who is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda, and big liberal groups are spending a lot of money to keep him off the Wisconsin court. This is SRN News. If there's a Joann Fabric store in your neighborhood, looks like it won't be there much longer.
Joann Inc., a fabric and craft retailer that's been in business for more than 80 years, is going out of business and shuttering all locations in 49 states. That includes stores that dodged an earlier round of closings. The company cited sluggish consumer demand and inventory shortages. In January, the Ohio-based retailer filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time in a year. Financial services company GA Group, along with Joann's lenders, were selected as the winning bidders in an auction to acquire the company's assets and will begin winding down operations. I'm Jennifer King.
Nurses at Providence's eight Oregon hospitals have approved new contracts, ending over 6 weeks of strikes. Providence and hospital nurses, represented by the Oregon Nurses Association Union, reached a tentative agreement last week. The nurses had rejected a previous contract proposal. More details at SRNnews.com.